John 16:12-15. The Spirit will guide you into all truth. Hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus, and to equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Please continue to read, write, share, and listen. John 6:13 says, "However, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak from himself, but whatever he hears, he will speak." Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for sending your Spirit to live in us and to teach us. We open our hearts to you today. Teach us and speak to us through your Holy Spirit, that we may know you, love you, and obey you, and may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 16:12-15, the Spirit of truth will guide you into all truth. Let's read beginning at verse 12 through 15. "I still have many things to tell you, but you can't bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak from himself, but whatever he hears, he will speak. He will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, for he will take from what is mine and will declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said, he takes of mine and will declare it to you." Meditation question. Circle every time the word he is found in verses 12 to 15, referring to the Holy Spirit. John 16:12-15 lists seven things the Holy Spirit will do. Number one, the Spirit of truth will come to you. Number two, he will guide you into all truth. Number three, he will not speak from himself. Number four, he will speak what he hears. Number five, he will declare to you the things that are coming. Number six, he will glorify Jesus. And number seven, he will take from what is mine and will declare it to you. I will briefly explain each of these statements. Meditation question. Describe how the Holy Spirit works in our lives from these verses. So, number one, the Spirit of truth will come to you. Jesus said in verses 12 to 13, I still have many things to tell you, but you can't bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. The disciples could not bear everything Jesus wanted to tell them, partly because they were overcome with sorrow because he was leaving them. Also, the disciples did not understand the significance of the cross, the resurrection, and the ascension. Later, they would understand, and the Spirit would continue to guide them into all truth, especially concerning the redemptive work of Christ. Jesus was going to die and return to his Father soon. He had many things to tell them, but would only be with them for a very limited time. In John 14:16-17, Jesus told them that he would leave them, but the Spirit would come to them. It says, He said, I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another counselor, that he may be with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world can't receive, for it doesn't see him and doesn't know him. You know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. Just as the Spirit came to Jesus' disciples, the Spirit also comes to us. Peter preached the word to the crowd and told them in Acts 2:38-39, that forgiveness of sins and the promise of the Holy Spirit was for them, their children, and for everyone who believes. Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of sins, and you will receive the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off, even to as many as the Lord our God will call to himself." Okay, number two, He will guide you into all truth. Jesus said in verse 13, when the Spirit comes, he will guide you into all truth. In John 14, 17, Jesus called the Holy Spirit the Spirit of truth. Sometimes we think we can teach people into all truth, but without the Spirit of God, people cannot know or live out the truth. We cannot understand truth or know God through human intellect alone, as stated in 1 Corinthians 2:14. The natural man doesn't receive the things of God's Spirit, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot know them because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2:12 explains that we have been given the Spirit of God so that we can understand it and receive what God has for us. It says, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we may know the things that were freely given to us by God. The Holy Spirit guides believers into all truth in numerous ways. The Holy Spirit helps believers understand and apply the Bible. The Holy Spirit helps us to understand God's will and to know what he wants us to do. The Spirit convicts us of sin and lets us know when something is wrong. The Holy Spirit helps us to know Jesus and to grow in Christ-like character. These are a few descriptions of how the Holy Spirit guides us into all truth. Number three, he will not speak from himself. Jesus also said in verse 13, he will not speak from himself. The Holy Spirit does not speak apart from the Father and the Son. Just as Jesus did not speak independently of the Father, so the Holy Spirit does not speak independently of Jesus. The Spirit of God does not ignore either the Father or the Son, but they work harmoniously together. Jesus did not speak on his own initiative. Jesus said that and did only what the Father told him to say and do, as written in John 5:19. The Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father doing. For whatever things he does, the Son does also. In the same way, the Holy Spirit speaks only what he hears from Jesus and the Father. His role is to reveal the Son and the Father to us. Number four, he will speak what he hears. Jesus said in verse 13, whatever he hears, he will speak. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one in essence but have different roles. What the Spirit hears from the Father, he whispers into the hearts of believers. The Spirit speaks the words of the Father and the Son to us. The Spirit will give us not only Christ's truth, but Christ himself. It says in 1 Corinthians 2:10 that the Spirit reveals the things of God to us. But to us, God revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. The Spirit understands them and reveals them to us who are children of God. Number five, he will declare to you things that are coming. In verse 14, Jesus said, he will declare to you things that are coming. There are probably many aspects of how the Spirit declares things that are coming. Jesus told the disciples in advance, for example, that they would be persecuted. In John 16:4, Jesus said, but I have told you these things so that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you about them. In the same way, I think the Spirit of God prepares us in advance for the things we will face, including trials and temptations. The Spirit also reveals to us how the Father is working so that we can join him in his work. The Spirit gave revelation to both Old Testament and New Testament writers about future events. However, the revelation he gives us is usually of a more personal and local nature. Number six, he will glorify Jesus. Jesus said in verse 14, he will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The role of the Holy Spirit is to glorify Christ by revealing him to us. I am sure that there are many ways the Spirit glorifies Jesus. He shows non-believers the glory of the cross so that they can see that Jesus, the Son of God, humbled himself and died as the Lamb of God for our sins. The Spirit of God reveals the glory of the cross to us through the Word of God as we study the Scriptures. Also, the Spirit often reveals the glory of Christ as we share the Word with one another. And the Spirit of God reveals the glory of Christ in us as He transforms us into the image of Jesus. This is described in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. All of us reflect the Lord's glory with faces that are not covered with veils. We are being changed into His image with ever-increasing glory. This comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Number 7, He will take from what is mine and will declare it to you. In verses 14 and 15, Jesus said, He will take from what is mine and will declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that He takes of mine and will declare it to you. The Spirit brings us into deeper fellowship with the Father and the Son. Jesus said, All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, the Spirit reveals both Jesus and the Father to us. This is the role of the Holy Spirit. He does not act independently, but reveals Jesus and the Father to us so that we can know Him more deeply. Just as Jesus' purpose was to bring glory to the Father, so the role of the Holy Spirit is to bring glory to Jesus. Jesus takes what belongs to Jesus and makes it known to His disciples. One powerful description of how the Holy Spirit works in this way is found in 2 Corinthians 2, verses 9 and 10. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love Him, but God has revealed them to us by His Spirit. In conclusion, this short passage gives us a picture of the wonderful work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. May you experience the presence and work of the Holy Spirit in every aspect we have discussed. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for sending the Holy Spirit to live in us, to teach us, and to guide us. Thank you that the Spirit reveals the Father and the Son to us so we can truly know you. May the Spirit bring glory to you through us. In Jesus' name, amen.